Before I comment on the statement, I think it's important to note that the president in Israel has a ceremonial role. You know, the prime minister is the real leader. But having said that, Herzog is an important figure, and he's important mainly in the sense that he reflects and also strengthens the sense of consensus among the public in Israel. And I have to say, having just returned from a visit in Jerusalem, I think he does reflect the consensus in what he said. However, there are some cracks in this consensus, and I think that what he was trying to do was to bolster the consensus. In other words, the consensus is that Israel must defeat Hamas. Now, what defeating means is a different story, and we can talk about it if you'd like. In that sense, he did reflect Israeli policy, and he reflected the consensus in Israel around this policy. Whether this goal that he tried to characterize is attainable is, and at what price, that's a question. And my own opinion increasingly is that it is not.
When asked about the feasibility of a two-state solution in which an independent Israel and Palestine both exist, Mr. Herzog suggested that there was no trust between Israelis and Palestinians at present, saying nobody believes it is feasible. What would the Biden administration do to adhere to its commitment to a two-state solution with such an Israeli position?
Well, again, I think that he's also correct about the fact that there isn't trust on either side. If you judge by the attitudes on the street in Israel and among Palestinians, both in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, he is definitely correct. But that's where leadership comes in. Leaders, particularly if they do believe in a two-state solution, and I know that Herzog does believe in it, should chart the way and attempt to influence and shape public opinion so that public attitudes would be supportive of those goals. We don't see this happening on either side. Now, granted, there's a war going on, and during a war, perhaps it's not something that one should, expect. However, we are dealing with an Israeli government that clearly does not want a two-state solution and does almost everything it can to prevent a two-state solution. Now, you asked about what Biden can do. It really depends on how sincere Biden is in his support for a two-state solution and how active he wants to be in advancing it. He has leverages, particularly in the context of this war that's ongoing, and he can use these leverages in order to maybe not bring both sides to the negotiating table sometime soon, but at the very least, to prevent the Israeli government from blocking the way to a two-state solution. And, we're demanding that the Israeli government stop settlements and things like that sort. So the question is whether he's going to use those leverages. We've seen during this war how dependent Israel is on U.S. support, and I hope very much that President Biden will use the leverages he has.
Mr. Herzog's comments come as Israel faces increased scrutiny from the international community regarding its apparent disregard for civilian life in Gaza. When pressed on the cost to civilian life in Israelis' operation, Mr. Herzog said responsibility for the death rested on Hamas. How would that argument convince the international community?
Although there is definitely a great deal of responsibility that Hamas bears on the events that unfolded following October 7th, saying that Hamas is the only one that's responsible for the death toll in Gaza is propaganda. And I think that what Herzog was saying was, in fact, Israeli propaganda. Israel as a sovereign government and the IDF as an army that aspires to be moral and aspires to act according to international law has a great deal of responsibility to try to minimize as much as possible the death toll among civilians in the Gaza Strip. And unfortunately, we see an attitude in Israel that does not jibe with that. Israel trying to minimize the death toll among civilians in Gaza is an Israeli interest. Israel needs international support, and this support is eroding very much because of what is perceived internationally as a disregard for civilian life. So I'm very, very disturbed that Herzog said that. I really, really hope that this attitude, which I have now seen having visited Israel, that this attitude will change and that Israel will be much more careful about the death toll it inflicts in the Gaza Strip among civilians.